This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Going back to Morning Joe, the mystery has been solved.
It has.
Order has been restored to Hogwarts. Go back to your rooms. Mark Halperin reads the second part of the tweet.
Mark. So he says, Trump, the second tweet says he's leaving his great businesses in total in order to fully focus on running the country in order to make America great again. In total, though, is obviously the key phrase here. Does it mean he's going to do something along the lines of what the Wall Street Journal said? If he's leaving the business to the kids, that's still going to present a lot of the non-blind trust challenges that people talk about.
So let me give you a clue. He's not going to leave the business to you or me. I think he'll probably leave it to the kids. With us now, former director of the CIA.
Well, what do you think about this stuff? Scott, I think it's quite interesting. They didn't care what Hillary Clinton did with the Clinton Foundation. It's like, hey, there's nothing here there. I mean, we got Jedi'd, didn't we?
Well,
Son would be impressed if you heard me say it, we've been Jedi'd.
Yeah,
I think
we have been Jedi'd.
And okay, then, good.
The other thing is that he's not the first tweeting president.
No.
President Barack Obama has an actual verified Twitter account. So, but he hasn't used his personal account since he's been elected.
Right.
So, I mean,
so he stepped away from his own personal tweeting account,
and he took over the one that's titled at POTUS.
Yes.
I think that the people are blowing it out of proportion a little bit. Do I think you should be saying all the things that he says on Twitter? No.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes. You would hope that at some point when you get to, a certain point in your life that you don't keep going for the low-hanging fruit and
right.
responding to every little thing. But I do think that he does like to play mind games with the media.
Mm-hmm.
I do actually believe that his whole tweeting out about the burning of the flag was just to get people going so that way he could bring up the Hillary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it shows that there is a bias, because he didn't say anything different than what she said. She wanted to put somebody in jail for a year. So.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is it's not so much. I mean, whatever Hillary said then and what he's saying, not much different. And I think most of America gets it because he's saying what most of America feels. I mean, a majority of Americans say, we appreciate free speech, but have some dignity here. People doing this sort of thing, and being, disgraceful and disrespectful. I guess that's the big thing. Disrespectful to the things that we value, not considering others. I mean, hey, look at, move on. I would ignore them. I think we give them too much space at this point. What are you going to do? I don't think really the Supreme Court is going to reverse that decision. It's been established, and it's okay. If you have knuckleheads in this country that want to go ahead and burn the flag, that's fine. What are you going to do? Are you going to put them in the military for a couple of years, and maybe at that point they might get it and understand what how important it is, or maybe send them to Venezuela for 2 years or something. I don't know.
For me, the whole thing is, I think that somebody should, if they choose to burn the flag, that should be something that they can do, but at the same time, they need to take responsibility for what they're saying there. And you need to, there's a time and a place for that sort of thing. It's not because somebody has the flag up on campus.
Right.
Now I'm upset.
Now you got everybody all whipped up, and, these poor kids, they can't take a test now because we got a flag flying overhead.
We've all heard the story of the boy that cries wolf.
Yes, right.
And that's kind of the territory we're going in here.
Mm-hmm.
If you're outraged over everything, then I don't care about your outrage.
Right, exactly. After a while, there's... what diminishing returns that takes place, right? You lose credibility. You're crying too much. Here's a tissue. Go see a therapist. And, hey, let me know when you want to get back in the fray, because we need you in the fray if we're going to get this country back on track. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
I have a friend that is fond of saying, you know, sometimes you just got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself. And, you know, some of the stuff that's happening in our college campuses, I mean, it's disheartening, you know, for all the money. And I kind of laugh, but it's a sorrowful laugh. For the parents that are, you know, spending all this money and their kids are, they're waiting for a participation trophy. I mean, is that what we're going to do with our degrees here? Just because you showed up, kind of showed up or meant to show up, you're going to get a degree? Is that what this has all come down to? There's no really true measure of accomplishing anything. I mean, what are we setting up this generation and, the backbone of our country when, this prevailing thought was running rampant in our country today? This is why I'm excited about, the trajectory that we're on. And I believe that this country is starting to reconcile some true principles. This is what's so important and why we're so passionate about pursuing the truth on this radio show, no matter where it leads us. You know, we're not beholden to anybody. We're an independent operation here in over 280 markets across the country, around the world via shortwave. And we've been given this broad platform in order to speak out boldly and to have guests on the show that are willing to do the same. Our next guest, particularly for more than 30 years, she's pioneered the development of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem in the United States and around the world, currently serves as the ministry's USA director, is a member of ICEJ's International Board of Directors. Her involvement with ICEJ began as a graduate student at Jerusalem University College in 1980, the same year that the Christian Embassy was first established. Susan Michael, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm great, and it's wonderful to be with you today.
Well, it's good to have you here as we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We hear here in the homeland about what's going on. I mean, if it's one, it's not one intifada, it's another. We had a little expression of that in Ohio State, knife intifada and a car intifada, you know, all in one fell swoop here. That is just incredible. But, you know, in Jerusalem and Israel has been dealing with this on an ongoing basis. And now we have, I don't know that they've declared it as such, but it would seem like we've got now the fire intifadas going on.
Yes, that's right. And it was a very, very traumatic week in Israel. We've been very involved down at the street level, helping some of those that lost their homes and a lot of the elderly, particularly in the town of Haifa, which was known for its beautiful green surroundings, and it now has just been devastated. And we have a home there for elderly Holocaust survivors. So we took in a lot of elderly from other homes that had to be evacuated, and we're seeing firsthand the real trauma that it brings to lives. And mm-hmm. they do think that many of those fires were started by arson.
Well, they've got video of arsonists. I mean,
yes.
Throwing a Molotov cocktail, and you know, so this is you know, and this is the one thing that I highly regard, and you talk about an example to the world, is the way Israel addresses these terrorist attacks. They've had a lot of experience. They don't fool themselves. They call it for what it is. There's no political speak there. It's, hey, this is a problem. This is the issue. Having had the opportunity to visit Israel here at the first of this year, it was quite eye-opening to see how they have tried to do the best they can to live in the midst and among all this adversity. Susan, did we lose you here?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. All right. We just lost you there for a second. But, yeah, I was surprised at the glaring contrast there in Israel that, you know, just right across the way, you've got people that don't want you alive. You know, some barriers have been set up to protect the people because you've got, you know, people shooting across barriers. And somehow, you know, it's like a violation because you want to protect your citizens, right?
Yes, the way the world leaders treat Israel and just show a total lack of ignorance of the day-to-day realities of living in that situation, it's absurd. And I think that the American people understand it, and particularly after 9/11, the American people got it, and they stand with the people of Israel. They can't imagine what it's like to live in those conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just hope that one day world leaders wake up to it as well. But I'm hopeful as to what's happening in our country, and that our next president does understand that, and will mm-hmm. lead our country in a much stronger relationship with Israel.
Well, some people, Susan, to your point, are starting to get it, but I don't think they really do. I mean, in some areas, even in our country, where, you know, we have, according to the FBI, we have open files in every state of the union for active terrorist activity and suspicious activity. That is quite alarming, not to mention that we have growing areas in various states that are no different than Paris, that are, you know, without saying it real loud because it's politically incorrect, we have no-go zones here in America.
And our government, which is on its way out, would mm-hmm. not allow us to even talk about it or to even say who the enemy is and their intentions against us.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about Israel and bragging on Israel that they understand who the enemy is, and they recognize that, and therefore they're able to take action against it. And so the first step for us is to have a government that no longer censors terminology that we can better articulate who is our enemy, what mm-hmm. are the intentions of these people against us. And then maybe we can do, maybe we'll enable our law enforcement to actually do more to protect us.
Well, Susan, you bring up a good point, and that has to do with the sovereignty of Israel as its own nation. The challenge they have is, yes, they see the enemy, but in some sense, they're handcuffed because they have to keep their eyes wide open to the international community and what the reaction will be. If it's too harsh, if it's perceived as being too harsh, then suddenly, you know, they're the bad guys. And this is what is so ludicrous at times when, you observe what's going on and you're going, okay, well, they're just trying to protect themselves. But somehow the international community steps in. And it always seems to be is the default perception is it's Israel's fault. They caused this problem.
Yeah, so we saw that in the last Gaza war where Israeli soldiers had to go in documenting every single second by video and recording it so that they could prove why they did what they did because of public opinion worldwide. And no other army in the world has that kind of scrutiny on them. And I know that they lost many lives because of it. And our army has similar situations, but it's still not as bad on them. And the propaganda war against Israel. As soon as they make a movement, they're demonized and delegitimized. All with two aims in mind. One, most the short-term aim is to tie their hands that they can't defend themselves.
Right.
If the enemy can achieve that, then they can win. But the second aim is to delegitimize and demonize the people of Israel to the
point. Susan, we got to go to break. We're going to leave it right there. We'll pick it up. This is Bill Martinez live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite with a tail as
your program, as a your kite. Calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
And it's always great to hear the songs of the season, isn't it? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. You know, it just is kind of refreshing, calms us down. Susan Michael is with us. Susan, I got to tell you, you know, the other day we were talking about maybe we could, you know, just be a little bit nicer when we go shopping and give up a parking space. And no sooner did I say that, and I'm here on the West Coast these days, you know, in California, people are fighting over a parking space at a mall, you know, just to go shopping for Christmas. I mean, you know, the non sequitur and the, you know, the lack of civility that is on display here in our country. You know, at the same time, it's sad and comical, and you know, and I just think what a waste of energy, you know. Susan, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. But you know, I wanted to talk to you. Particularly, you had a conversation or an affirmation from Donald Trump that said that he is supporting five principles to guide a strong U.S.-Israel relationship. You know, tell us about those five principles that Donald Trump expressed to you.
Well, I'll tell you, early on in the campaign, we were a little concerned because the rhetoric was a little too vague, and I'm not talking about either candidate, but the whole thing. And so when someone says, I support Israel, yes, well, what does that mean? And so we did a letter to both candidates asking them to agree with our verbiage on five different issues involving Israel so that we could bring some specificity. And early on, we heard through back channels of Trump's total agreement with them. But we ran a petition campaign and got 650 Christian leaders to sign on this letter. So they literally represent tens of millions of people. Mm-hmm. And then we ran a grassroots petition so that we could demonstrate that this was an issue important to American voters.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that, presented it to both candidates, and we never heard back from the Clinton campaign, but immediately the Trump campaign voiced official agreement with them. And so the 5 points are, number one, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the U.S. embassy there.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, is opposing boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. And that's this propaganda we're talking about.
Right.
Third is to continue security aid to Israel through this memorandum of understanding, which was signed in the middle of the campaign. Fourthly is to continue sanctions on Iran for any violations that they commit and to keep the pressure on them. And lastly is to oppose any third-party solutions of being pressured on Israel regarding Palestinian peace negotiations. So those are the five issues. And they were not only in agreement, that the day we released our press release, the Trump campaign put out 18-point platform regarding Israel, which went even beyond ours. So we were very pleased with the response. But, of course, we were most pleased when the one candidate that agreed with us was the one that then won the election.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, let's go back to, you know, God's clear commandment and warning, you know, not only to Israel, but any of Israel's enemies or friends. God very clearly said, look, at you bless Israel, I'm going to bless you. You oppose and curse Israel, you're going to get the same back. And that has been the pattern time and time again. And you look at how blessed America has been, you know, even from its early beginnings, and what was part of the foundation of the blessings of America, but the support of Israel. So why would we ignore that empirical evidence? I mean, we're willing to, you know, fight and do all kinds of crazy stuff over this alleged, you know, climate change issue, as confusing as that is. But when you have something this clear and so empirical, we're willing to ignore this. At our own peril, yeah, so, I would say.
Of course, part of the problem is that many of our government officials, of course, do not base their decisions on the Bible, nor do they know it or understand it or believe it. But you and I know that it's proven true over and over throughout history. As those that stood against God's people, they're standing against God himself.
Yes.
And that's the wrong side of the fence to be on, and no. Things happen on the wrong side of the fence. But there are so many reasons to support Israel,
mm-hmm.
and there's plenty of reasons for any government official to get it, that they are our best ally, I believe, in the world, but for sure you can say in the Middle East. They've got our back. They share our values. They are sharing intelligence with us and technology. I mean, there are so many reasons to support Israel, and we are blessed by it on many different levels.
And I know some people, you know, when they hear that, you know, you bring God into the conversation, they want to resist that. And I say, you know, okay, look, it, you can, but check out the empirical evidence. You know, study it for yourself and see what happens. See what happens when we support the things that God supports. I mean, you may not believe in God, but you're seeing and living with the results of what it is to violate godly principles, no different than if you violate the law of gravity.
Yeah, let me tell you. I mean, I've been studying the Bible some 40 years now,
mm-hmm.
probably more. But
mm-hmm.
It's the most exciting book, and it gets more exciting all the time with everything I learn and my understanding. It is so true. And it is so exciting. And going to Israel, you see the Bible come alive. You
exactly.
see the proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then to study history, also that you see God at work in history, proving what it says in the Bible. So there's so much proof all around us of the truth of God's word, and it once you get it. It's totally life-changing, and everything makes sense. But unfortunately, we have a lot of people living in blindness,
mm-hmm.
and that's the sad truth.
And even the people that should know better, Susan, with all due respect, and
yeah.
I encourage people of faith to, you know, you may be at a serious crossroads right now, and you may have gotten caught up in the culture because it's easy to. This is why God warned us not to be affected. You know, we're to be the change agents of the culture. And I got to tell you, I am so excited about this last election because people of faith came forward in a big way. Catholics, Christians of all denominations came forward. They got out of the pew and once again proved that they could be the change agent potentially in this country. But this is only the beginning. This is not the end. Now we have to hold Donald Trump, accountable for his support of Israel and what he said and the other promises that he made along the way. We need to also support him with reinforcements if that would be the case, because the fact of the matter is, according to a recently released DVD and extensive study by our good friend Trevor Loudon, we have many people who are antithetical to the American cause, to our religious foundations that are entrenched within our government. It is no longer existential. They are operating in all levels of our government. They have high security clearances, and they are amongst us. And we need to be wise in understanding how we need to handle that specific threat.
Yes, Trump has the work cut out for him, and we all need to help and support him and pray for him.
Amen. And that's the thing. You know, people ask me all the time, prayer. Prayer. Just pray. And I got to say this to you, Susan. You know, I never prayed for a president more so than Barack Obama. I didn't agree with him, but I prayed for him. And the same needs to be true, especially for a time such as this with one Donald Trump. And I appreciate your encouragement in that case. Susan Michael has been with us, ICEJ's president. Thank you, Susan.
Term life insurance. Call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We the people.
Our family would get together on Christmas, and like the week before Christmas Day, we'd bake cookies and we'd pack them and we'd write a letter saying, you know, why we celebrated Christmas, and we'd go around and knock door to door and give cookies to our neighbors.
Well, our parents always made us go to bed by midnight, but then, of course, they always woke us up at 2 o'clock in the morning to start opening Christmas presents, so we only got a few hours sleep. There were 5 of us in our family. It would take like 6 hours for us to open our presents by Christmas morning.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for listening and joining us on any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around the country or around the world via shortwave. As we remain committed to pursue the truth, no matter where we find it, okay, no matter where it leads us, because it's that doggone important. If we're going to get this country back on track, we need to do so with integrity and on solid ground. You know, as the year comes to an end, now is the time to maybe reflect back on the past year, start thinking about New Year's resolutions. And before we get backtracked by, you know, all the calorie-loaded meals this year, why not make this month the new January 1st and start building healthy habits now? Now, Humana's data-driven wellness and rewards program, what they call Go 365, is going to be launching on January the 1st. So this is, you get a little bit of a head start on this, okay? It's designed to help motivate members and inspire positive life changes by providing a fun and easy way to track healthy habits and activities. Now, those habits are recognized and members are rewarded. We all like rewards, right? Well, here's your chance to get rewarded for good behavior, for achieving your health goals, and with items like, well, they got gift cards, movie tickets, compatible fitness devices, because everyone's health journey is different. Members choose their starting point and level of engagement in the program, and the new Activities Explorer allows members to explore goals and activities that are tailored to their personal health and interests. Now, here to talk with us about this exciting new program is Joe Woods. He serves as Vice President of Go365 for Humana, overseeing Humana Vitality, soon to be Go365. Joe Woods, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you. What a great idea, you know, to have an interactive process. I mean, this really puts Humana at the forefront of this and doing some things to encourage, you know, we the people to, you know, make healthy habits and at the same time get rewarded for it.
Yeah, you know, our goal has been to be a health partner for life. And in order to do that, you have to be there every day, 365 days a year. And that's what we're about. As you said, Humana Vitality has been in existence since 2011, and we've been inspiring people to live healthier lives now for close to 4 million people. But on 1/1/17, we decided to change our name to Go365 and to create a new experience because we want to be there every day, hence the 365 part of it. You know, and if we're thinking about the holidays right now, like you said, make December 1 your January 1. You know, we're all surrounded by things that aren't always the best for us, cookies and cakes and pecan pie and eggnog and all that stuff. But just like Go365, it's about balance and it's about moderation and it's about setting goals that are realistic. And in our program, you get rewarded for them all along the way.
Yeah, and also, you know, we talk about food, but also the time crunch. A lot of things pulling on our time where normally we might go for a bike ride, but we just don't have the time to do the bike ride. We go, oh, we'll do it later because I got shopping to do or I got people to see. So time becomes a very precious commodity during the holiday season, and that impacts, you know, some of our habits and exercise habits and those healthy things that we did maybe leading up to the holidays, right?
You know, absolutely. And just like you said, even though we're crunched for time, we've still got things that we have to do. So if you think about shopping as an opportunity to improve your health, instead of maybe doing it online, hit the mall, walk, and use your pedometer or your fitness device and see how many steps that you actually walk. I think you'd be surprised at the number of steps that you walk during a shopping event, and those steps all help us burn calories.
You know, and to your point here, Joe, we were just kind of teasing about it. I say teasing. It was serious. I had people fighting over a parking space. And, you know, for your health and maybe for the sake of civility, go find a parking space on the outside perimeter. You know, for the most part, those spaces are pretty well open and you're not having to go in and tussle over a parking space. I mean, well, it's a healthy thing to do. And you got some extra steps on your pedometer, right?
Yeah, and maybe you don't get a ding on the side of your car.
Yeah, on top of that. Hey, let's break down the Go 365 program, if you would, for our audience, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Go 365 program is a wellness and reward program that is very personalized to individuals that are using the program. And what I mean by that is, you know, Bill, the goals that will be produced for you are going to be very different than the goals that are produced for me. And the way that people get engaged in the program, you know, are multiple ways. But we'll take one of the simplest ways, and that is you go online. Our program is online, and it's also available offline for people with Medicare that have Humana Medicare Advantage programs. But you can go and you can take your health assessment. And the health assessment is pretty quick and easy, and it gives us an opportunity to get some baseline data that helps us understand, you know, how you're currently living your lifestyle. So are you sedentary or do you work out a couple days a week? What kind of food are you eating? What kind of activities do you participate in? What type of issues you might have? Do you smoke or whatever? And that information is all collected. And then we use that and we fuel it through some algorithms in the back of our system, which is a really fancy word of saying we push it through and then it comes out as goals that are personalized to you.
Wow.
I'll give you a glimpse into my personal goals 5 years ago.
All right.
I was overweight. I weighed 50 pounds more than I should have. So after I took my health assessment, you know, it pushed out to me that I needed to focus on nutrition, on fitness, and on losing weight. The good thing about it, though, is, Bill, it didn't say, Joe, you need to lose 50 pounds. It said, let's focus on losing 13 pounds during a period of time.
Right.
So it gave me a goal that I could actually kind of wrap my arms around with, and that didn't scare me away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it becomes manageable. And as we know, once we start moving in a positive direction, even if it's 5 pounds, five begets 10. And before you know it, you got 15. And, you know, 5 years later, you know, here you are. You got your 50 pound goal, and it just kind of snuck up on you just the way the 50 pounds originally snuck up on you, right?
You know, it does. And not only did you achieve that goal, but you learned along the way. So you learned about maybe how to eat differently or how to cook food that's healthy food versus less healthy food. You also then get more into the rhythm of doing exactly what you said, maybe parking a little bit further away so that you can get in your 10,000 steps a day.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I started to go back to the gym, and that was a scary proposition at first, but it's now become kind of part of the way that I start my day.
Mm-hmm.
At least 5 days a week.
And it helps change and create a lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle for you, and this is what it's all about. So how does the program help you track on a daily basis here, Joe?
Yeah, there's multiple ways. Our program, the way that we created it is we have lots of ways that we get data into our system so that you don't have to do all the work. So, for example, everybody has a dashboard so that you can see what you're accomplishing. So you might have a pedometer or a Fitbit or a Garmin that tracks your steps. We've created a relationship with all of those devices where we can bring that data in. We know that it's Bill Martinez's or it's Joe Woods's,
right.
And we bring it in and we put it into your account. You can see that you indeed met your goal, and you can automatically see that you got your bucks, which are your virtual currency that you can ultimately get your rewards for. So we track you all along your goals, and you can go in and then you can say, you know what, I'm doing really well on goal number one, so now I'm going to tackle my second goal, which is learning about how to eat healthy foods. And there'll be videos online, educational materials that you can read, and every time you achieve portions of those goals, you rack up more bucks that you can spend in our mall, like you said, for gift cards, movie tickets, all kinds of different things.
Okay, Joe, you convinced me. I'm signing up. I'm in, okay? And I want our family of listeners to come along and join in, and maybe we can keep the conversation going here as we spirit on this Go 365 program. Where can our family and listeners go for more information, Joe?
Yeah, it's an important time for people that have Medicare, because Medicare open enrollment is ending on December 7th.
Exactly.
So for folks that want to find out about Humana Medicare Advantage plans and how to use Go 365, they can go to www.humanamedicare.com. And those non-Medicare eligibles can go to www.humana.com.
Thank you, Joe Woods, for being with us.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
How I thank you, Lord.
It's in the spirit of this Thanksgiving week. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. David Whalen is with us. He is a provost professor of English at Hillsdale College. Dr. Whalen, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. I want to talk to you about what's happening on our college campuses. The majority of America looks at what's going on and going, we're paying all this money and these kids are unwinding in front of us. They can't take tests. They're almost throwing themselves in the fetal position here. What is the future of America if this is our future that is crumbling over an election process? What's going on?
It's an excellent question. It is indeed a worrying spectacle. It's however, predictable. For a long, long time, higher education has been politicized. And when it is politicized in the way that it has been, such that students are taught to take a certain progressive political line, to demonize those who disagree with them, it results in their being turned into infants. It infantilizes
right.
students, and you get these kinds of hysterical responses, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's even extended and given place
you know, at the theater. Who would have thought? You go to get, you know, get entertained, see a little bit of history. The vice president-elect shows up, and next thing you know, even the artists are freaking out, and they can't help themselves, and they have to, you know, share their, you know, their political opinion from the stage. But I thought the way Vice President-elect Mike Pence handled it was stellar.
That's right. It was mature, balanced, reasonable. He even appreciated the production, just shrugged off the rather offensive and personal nature of the implications, at least, in what they said to him.
Well, and I think this is the opportunity here, Dr. Whalen, that when somebody is offended, I mean, we can react in kind and get offended back, but then we miss the point. You know, can we listen? You know, can we hear the person's pain and concern, even though it may be ill-founded? But I think this is the opportunity that we have right now if we're going to reverse what has been happening over these past decades, not only in the college campuses, but in the public square.
Good point. That's an excellent point. It's important not to simply turn around and become hysterical over college students being hysterical. You know, that is the thing to do is to ask, how is it that a generation of young people are so ill-equipped to handle political reversals, at least as they see them? And what can we do in our institutions of higher learning to equip students to reason, to debate, to handle setbacks with a mature resolve rather than a collapse into, you know, emotion.
Well, what I'm thinking of, and I know your heart's in the same, Dr. Whalen, and that is, you know, for these very souls and these young kids that have a future and a hope, and they're getting derailed, you know, by this process, by the indoctrination of these professors that operate in the theoretical. At some point, you know, practical has to collide with the theoretical. And we are in a country right now at a dramatic crossroads, and I think a golden opportunity at the same time, should Jesus tarry. You know, sometimes I look at what happened here in this country as almost what I refer to as a Nineveh moment, like what happened with the nation of Nineveh when the prophet went to them and said, look at, this is the problem here in River City. And they responded. It started with the leadership. And they said, you're right. And they repented. And God gave them a 100-year reprieve. You know, whether or not we get a 100-year reprieve, God only knows. I'm not predicting dates here, but it just seems that we're in a potential pattern of history here, and we have a golden opportunity to respond to this in a dramatic way, and that is that you've got the very souls of God's creation at hand here. What is their future? What is their hope? And it's like we need to make up for this poor indoctrination that has taken place. For example, I was blessed enough, and I will say this, and some people, I think it wasn't much of a blessing, I had 2 years. I enjoyed 2 years in the Marine Corps, and even including a 12-week boot camp training. And I've got some drill instructors that could do a great job in helping these kids come a long way and be the men and women potentially that is there and counter this indoctrination that they've experienced that will not serve them well.
I think that's a couple of good points there. Everyone has noticed that we're at a kind of a crossroads nationally. And in fact, I think that contributes somewhat to the intensity of the response to the election. So this crossroads has a spiritual dimension.
Yes.
Not very many people are talking about that. But it is a moment when we can become more aware and more deeply appreciative of our own moral state and condition and what we need to become in order to be duly grateful for all the blessings we received.
And this is what, you know, I believe it's all about. I mean, just what you want to do is get at the end of the road and have a shoulda, coulda, woulda moment, you know, when it's all right there. You know, God is true to his word. He's ever faithful. And, you know, as someone shared with me the other day, it was Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, when we were talking about God's peace. And he brought to mind, he says, in the Jewish culture, God's peace is an ever pursuing act of wholeness. toward us. And I just really embraced that. That was so meaningful to me because God knows that you know we're defective as a result of this fallen world, and He who reigns here, that we deal with this. But yet God wishes His peace that's not of this world, and the peace that makes us whole again. And would we not want that for all His creation?
That's right. A slightly older fashioned way of making that point is St. Augustine's. He mm-hmm. describes peace not as the absence of conflict, but he calls it tranquillitas ordinis, the tranquility mm-hmm. of order.
Yes.
That is something that is certainly a gift from above.
Yes. Yeah, I had another friend. He would always talk about it in terms of that there's no loose ends. You know, I like that as well. That description is that, hey, it's all for a purpose, and here it is right now. Things are happening, and I believe of a spiritual consequence. This is a time for us to hit the pause button, as, you know, we read many times in the Old Testament. You see that little word says Selah, you know, and I always say right. It's a Selah moment. It's time to pause and really meditate. And I think here's where we are right now. And I am grateful for a vice president-elect who used sound judgment, had a Selah moment, and came back with wisdom in response to what, you know, was being said, you know, from the stage of this incredible historic event that's happening on Broadway. So I think it's, you know, though people are talking about it, I think it's good. And I think that, you know, they were concerned. They laid it out. And I think the vice president offered some good words of wisdom. And, you know, this is a thing that we need everybody's involvement in. It's not going to be all one way, but it's going to be a way in which, you know, I think we'll benefit, you know, benefit the majority of Americans here in this country.
Certainly, we need to approach differences with a sense of responsibility and a mature charity. And I think that's exactly what the vice president-elect did over the weekend.
Well, at Hillsdale College, we know that fundamentally you believe in the Word of God and also in our Constitution. This has been something that, you know, the university, the college has been promoting. And it is a time for us to get back to our roots. I mean, if we don't know what we're going to believe in, if we think that it is not definitive, it's still theoretical, and the facts are still being written, then we get ourselves in trouble. And I say we become unanchored from those established principles that have served us, you know, time and again, has served our fathers and our forefathers as well.
Right. That's right. The question with respect to the Constitution is, or at least it can be put very simply, is the Constitution just a procedure manual, which is something that I think progressives tend to think, or is it a set of procedures, sure, but wrapped around or contoured along the lines of our own God-given human nature. Mm-hmm. And if it's the latter, then we throw it away or ignore it at our very grave peril.
Exactly. Yeah, in much the same way you would throw away the law of gravity. Huh? Would you want to do that? Probably not more than once. I mean, I would hope not. I mean, if you keep falling off the building to say you're going to prove that it doesn't work, well, you know, you might be part of a comedic parody or something, but and greatly bruised as a result.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and I agree. This is, you know, part of this process as we continue the conversation. And Dr. David Whalen is with us. Dr. Whalen, thank you. I you know, I'm like you. I'm for these kids, and I whatever it's going to take, you know, to help them out and make them better citizens of this country, the world, and responsible parents and contributors to this great American experiment, I'm all for that.
Right, right. We certainly need to do better than we have done.
Amen. Well, hey, we have tomorrow, right? And tomorrow could be the start of it. Why not? Dr. David Whalen, Hillsdale College Provost, with us. Thank you so much, Dr. Whalen. This is Bill Martinez, a couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Fully cooked, ready.